Democrat Earl Jakes' legislation faces an uphill battle. He wants to remove language in the state constitution that requires voters show a valid excuse for obtaining an absentee ballot. Since it's a constitutional change, he needs approval from 3/5 of the General Assembly in 2 consecutive 2-year sessions, which means he needs Republican votes. And that could be a tall order. Republicans blocked Jakes' last attempt to do the same thing in 2015, saying it would increase voter fraud. But State Election Commissioner Elaine Manlove says that's clearly not true. What it would do, she says, is make voting easier.
All of us in elections have worked for a long time to try to make it easier to register to vote, just to vote. So anything in that area, we're happy to make it easier for voters.
Right now, members of the military and people with disabilities can get absentee ballots without question. Otherwise, you can only get one if you sign an affidavit saying you'll be out of town. Manlove says she suspects many voters lie on these affidavits to obtain absentee ballots, and Jake's bill would remove the incentive for Delawareans to perjure themselves. A separate bill in the legislature would remove the requirement that a vote-by-mail affidavit be notarized. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.